The presidential debate got a radical makeover last night in Boston, complete with drinks, dancing, DJs. The performance group So-So Limited performed a live remix of the debate. Some 250 people crammed into the Institute of Contemporary Art to witness an event dubbed Reconstitution 2008. Reporter Arun Roth joined them.
Just a few minutes before the debate begins, the guys from So-So Limited take to the stage. Actually, it's a desk in front of a giant TV screen. The three men are dressed smartly in news anchor-style suits, but their dark glasses give them a certain Men in Black mystique. Before the show, Eric Gunther, one of the mixmasters, described their mission.
I think people look at the television broadcast as this final polished product. It arrives in your TV and it's done. You can't do anything to it. You could change the channel, you could turn up the volume, turn it down. But we're showing people that it's not the end, you know, with $2,000 and three guys who know how to make computers do fancy tricks, we could take this thing apart and put it back together in a way that no big broadcast station is going to think about doing.
They designed software that instantly processes the video from the debate and the text from the closed captioning feed. As soon as the debate begins, new images begin to wedge themselves into the screen, next to or on top of the live video from CNN. Almost immediately, the candidates' words start to appear alongside them. For the remainder of the debate, they will be counted, grouped, and organized visually in various ways.
We're doing things like keeping track of every sentence they say and showing it visually on screen. And then every time they say a keyword, every single sentence that they use that word in the entire debate flies forward and lines up in front of you. So you get this really fast view of a lot of different things, when they use the word, what sentence, what context they use the word in, how many times they used it.
At times, the words appear on the screen like stats and graphics during a live sports event, and the brain seems to handle the information the same way. You know McCain said spending 25 times without being distracted from the actual flow of the game or the debate.
There's other things we're doing that are way more visceral. Some of them involve removing things, and that's a very powerful idea to us, is that, you know, TV nowadays is all about just adding more and more graphics, more slicker animations, like charts, like MSNBC, like tickers. And so part of what we're doing is selectively removing pieces of the broadcast in the hopes that you will see something that you wouldn't have seen before.
Gradually, all inflection, any variation in tone is eliminated, reducing the voice to a pure computer monotone. Individual cadence and style is transformed into sterile information, and it becomes difficult to tell one senator from the other.
It will have, I think, an important effect.
The technology can make the candidates look hideous or ridiculous. Another of the mixmasters, John Rothberger, says it's important they approach the debate objectively, with the aid of their computer.
That's how we stay nonpartisan, is because both candidates are subject to the same algorithms. The only editorializing we do is through the writing of software to look for specific things. And in the debate, we know what topics and what words they're going to talk about, so we can really highlight those themes. So we kind of like set the mousetrap, and then the candidates kind of walk into it.
The audience had mixed reactions. A handful left early, but most were positive with a dash of ambivalence, like Carolyn Ellis.
I enjoyed the fact that it brought out kind of almost a multidimensional analysis, and I think in some ways it deepened the way that you thought about the debate, and in other ways there were times when I found it distracting almost, because there are times when you really just want to sit down with yourself and really think about what you've heard.
Basically what we're going to do is turn the theater into a bar.
But as the drinks continued to flow and the DJs kept playing well past Wolf Blitzer's bedtime, it seemed that however people felt about the debate, they were making the best of it. For NPR News, I'm Arun Roth in Boston.